Yeager is the Deputy Director of Children's Services in charge of all child welfare for the state of Michigan. Steve, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us about your duties.
I have management responsibilities for child welfare in Michigan, so that basically covers adoption, foster care, protective services, and juvenile justice.
How many kids do you serve, do you estimate?
Right now in Michigan, we have about 13,900 kids in care. And then, of course, we also conduct protective services investigations, and that involves around 80,000 families a year.
All right. Faith Partners are helping to increase foster parenting and adoption. The Michigan Department of Human Services hosted a faith-based initiative summit 2012 at MSU at the Kellogg Center. There were more than 100 religious leaders from across the state. Tell us about this event.
Well, that's right. That was a great event yesterday. We had, as you said, over 100 religious leaders, a number of private agency staff, and of course, Department of Human Services staff as well. But we really all pulled together to collaborate around this concept of recruiting, retaining good foster and adoptive parents to care for those children entrusted to the care of Michigan. And I had some great speakers. Bishop Blake spoke and gave a very inspiring message about the need for the faith-based community really to step forward and implement, I believe he cited James 1:27 about the mission to care for orphans, and just a great message, inspiring message.
How many children need foster homes as we speak?
Well, we have 13,000 kids in care, but foster care changes every day. Kids come into care and kids leave care and reunify with their parents, so that number changes every day. So as kids come into care, we daily need to have homes available for them. And I think the important thing to remember is we really want to keep kids, when they do have to come into care to have a safe placement, we want to keep them in their communities, in their schools. And so that requires us to have a wide variety of foster homes all across Michigan.
And you haven't been able to find enough foster families that meet all the requirements necessary for them to take in some of these kids.
That's true. Under the modified settlement agreement, we have to license 1,300 new homes by June 30th. Today, we have licensed 824 homes, so we have a long way to go. And the summit yesterday really was an effort to really just concentrate and excite people around the idea of recruiting and retaining foster parents. And really, the faith-based community is just such a critical partner. They've done this for years. They're very good at reaching out to recruit and to help us support and retain good foster parents.
All right. Tell us about the process. Let's say that me and my wife and my family are interested in becoming a foster home. What do we have to do?
Well, the first thing you can do is you would want to contact us, and I can give you a number for that. It's 888-335-3882, and that'll take you into a line where we can connect you with a foster parent navigator. And those folks will help you walk through the process of licensure. Basically, licensure would involve an orientation. We would bring you in and provide you an orientation, help you understand more fully what foster parenting is about. We would work with your family to do a home study, really to assess your family, your strengths and your weaknesses, and do background checks, of course, and check your home, make sure everything is safe. We also provide training to help support you and prepare you for foster parenting. So a lot of things that we would do with you in those first few months to move you toward licensure.
I have heard many people say that the way to get a lot of help without using government funding is to go to Faith Partners to find people, to find the resources, and, if you will, to find the money to complete a task like this, and with help from churches all over the state, you got to think you're going to find some qualified families.
Absolutely. Churches all across Michigan have been just so instrumental in finding good families and in doing a variety of things around the area of foster care and adoption, finding adoption parents, providing mentors for foster kids so that they have a permanent connection and support throughout life. Providing packets for kids that come into care so that they have essential things that they need. Just a variety of things where the church has just partnered and really supported foster and adoptive parents.
All right. Before we let you go, one last time, for people who are interested in being foster parents, a foster family, where do they go to find out more?
call 888-335-3882, or they can go on to our website at www.michigan.gov/DHS. They can find information there as well.
Thanks so much, Steve.
Thank you.